It's the Mornings with Ed show, and Fridays here means Chamber Chat. And with us, we have the Laguna Beach Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, Paula Hornbuckle-Arnold. How you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Good to see you. And you brought in a couple of people who I've been interested in for quite some time, because first of all, I'm fascinated by the artwork behind the jewelry. We're talking about Joanne M. and Gemma Park from Venero.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Thank you. Hi, I'm Gemma Park.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome. And so tell me a little bit about what you do.
I love jewelry and jewelry design in my passion. Yeah, I think about jewelry all time, even when I'm eating, driving, and sleeping. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She designs all the jewelry. I'm Joanne Im.
Okay.
I'm a consultant.
Okay.
Working for Gemma and Venero.
Okay.
So my job is to help out with her design and just promote our Venero in Laguna Beach and all over California, all over U.S.
Now, you recently showed at the Festival of Arts.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
It is beautiful art, and you're wearing beautiful artwork right now. I'm looking at the piece we're hanging around your neck.
It's part of our slice collection.
Okay.
It's a malachite diamond. I mean, it's just love jewelry.
Now, what goes into the artwork? Is it first a drawing that you do? I know it comes out of the imagination, but is it a drawing that you lay down and then you start making the jewelry?
She gets inspired by just about everything. Lately she designed one beautiful earring. It's a bridge earring.
Okay.
She was driving and she saw those just beautiful light works and over the bridge.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, that will be so amazing. So she designed the jewelry design, upon the bridge.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's dangling with the diamonds and all those gold, fine works of a gold lace work. And it's just absolutely just... fantastic.
Now, I might be asking a crazy question here to Paula. Now, is it cool sometimes to wear different earrings on different ears? Is that a thing or no?
It is a thing. It's actually very cool. Okay. I do have a pair of earrings that are a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great.
And I walked into Venero and had a conversation with Joanne, and I think Gemma was in Korea at the time. And she showed me a collection that Gemma had designed for specifically for Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's right.
Do you want to tell them about that?
Yes, yes. So Laguna Beach, it's just, food and love Laguna Beach, right?
Right.
It's beautiful ocean.
It's the greatest place on earth. It really is.
Yeah, ocean breeze. So she designed a Laguna collection.
Okay.
It's yacht.
Okay.
Sailboat. And, it's just fireworks. I mean, it's just, absolutely quintessential.
And the collection itself, is it different types of pieces? Is it different types of jewelry, like an earring or a pendant or something?
She has a sailboat earring.
Okay.
Which is out of, white shell and, the blue lapis is often, her item to go. And, the dangling, the sailboat, and also the yacht.
Okay.
With there's a three designs. One with the onyx, one with white shell, and one with the blue lapis again.
Very nice.
It can be it's for men and for women. It's beautiful.
And can we find these online anywhere?
Yes, yes. Okay. We have a venero.com.
Okay.
And we also have an Instagram account. Okay. So
And Venero.com is V-E-N-I-R-O-E?
That's right.
.com.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
and where are you locally? Where is the shop itself?
We are in 303 Broadway.
Okay.
It's right next to Nirvana Shop Restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know that the shopping center.
Yeah.
We have, quite a good parking spaces also.
I think that'd be a good place to hang the golden ticket sometime next time. I think it really would.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get your start? How did she become influenced enough to start designing jewelry?
Well, she studied in college. Well, she has the art background.
Okay.
Her mom, she owns an art gallery.
Okay.
Her father is an artist.
Oh, there we go.
So, she just grew up just being surrounded with art.
Right.
So she had an art training in college, and she lived in Singapore, Malaysia.
Right.
So that was really interesting when I got to know her. I was like, really? Not just, because a lot of people just study art and they just go into the industry.
Right.
But for her, she actually lived in those places, actually visiting mines, and she actually get to see how they process,
right.
And you know, just seeing the just gem material itself, and then process it. And she said she fell in love with it.
Now, do you find the tastes from the different people around the world are really varied, or do people in the United States have an absolutely different attraction to a different kind of artwork than people in Singapore, for instance?
You know, frankly, that's one thing that I do realize. It's just like music,
right.
Art,
right.
Jewelry.
So it crosses the
universal.
The border, yes.
Universal. Right. It's totally... I mean, I think everybody loves gold and diamonds.
Right? Not I.
I mean, it's just beautiful, just gems, you know? It's
right.
There's so many wonderful materials out there, and I think everybody just loves it.
Now, as you see other artists' work, as you see other jewelry in town or wherever you might see it, do you tend, now that you have the eye for it, do you tend to maybe criticize it or go, oh, this would look better if... this happened, you know, do you do that?
I'm sure she has many, many, many ideas. Well, I would have done, you know, differently, or, you know, everybody has their different approaches.
Right.
You know, some are very modern, some are very simple, right. And some are very ornate, you know, just all delicate.
They have beautiful brooches also.
Yeah.
I saw a beautiful brooch on you a few days. I'm not sure which event it was, but I saw a beautiful brooch on you.
Thank you. I love brooches.
Yeah, and also, our brooches can be worn as a necklace also.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, the inspiration here in Laguna Beach, is it how often are you designing a new piece? How often do you feel the inspiration to get to? Is it a piece a day? Is it one a week, or just whenever?
She's such a powerhouse.
Right.
She's a workhorse. She, you know, often just stay late 2-3 in the morning. Right. You know, just drawing and drawing. I'm like, what are you gonna do with all this? Because it's not cheap to make all those jewelry.
Of course.
Right. which brings me to my next question. Once she's designed something on paper and she's now making it,
yeah.
And if it's not turning out exactly as she designed it on paper, is it a finished thing? She's done with it, or is there a room for improvement at that point?
I think she just constantly has it in her files. Just keep going over and over and over with a sketchbook. She works with a CAD, CAD, and she just revisits. Okay. You know, sometimes she will just hold it. You know, for days, for months, maybe even years. But then she'll come back, and another inspiration struck, then she'll just, go for it.
Mm-hmm. How long has the store been in town?
This store has been in town just about a little over a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're finding the Laguna locals? Are we supporting you enough? Are we giving you enough support?
I think so. We had a wonderful time at Festival of Arts.
Yay.
And, we won Winter Festival of Arts.
Yes.
we had many, many visitors, and, we were received really, really fondly. So we were very grateful.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And they're having another jury next January, so we're looking forward to it.
Good.
We have a whole new collections to show.
Okay. That's my next question. What are we working on now? Is there a particular piece that she's working on?
She is working on a little more modern. This is a slice collection. She works with the onyx, white shell, malachite. The malachite is huge these days, and coral. So it can be worn as a necklace, and also we have a bracelet, earrings. Another collection that she's really working on is parasol collection, which is cloison work.
Okay.
Cloison.
Yeah.
What is cloison?
Thank you.
Cloison is kind of like enamel, but it's way more sophisticated and more delicate.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm learning about cloison these days.
Does it have a color to it?
Just variations of colors.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's just very hard to manipulate the temperature and also the hues of the color.
Okay.
So.
And how did she discover working with cloison? When?
She often visits galleries and, museums. And, she discovers from those antique arts and, antique collections. And she gets often inspired from it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, modern approach to the, the antique skills.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell our listeners the website again?
It's www.venirore.com. www.venuro.com. Okay. Venuro.
And where do we find the shop itself one more time?
It's at 303 Broadway,
okay.
Suite number 103,
okay.
Laguna Beach.
We've been talking to Joanna M. and Gemma Park, and you guys chose a song. And I need to ask you about the song. I love you've made a fine choice of music, and I love this song. And I have a 27-year-old daughter, and I'm not kidding. We saw the movie probably 1,000 times.
That's right.
And so, and again, you have a daughter about the same age.
I do.
So we're well versed.
We all grew with it.
Yes.
did you choose the song because of the movie? Okay. All right. Thank you for being here, ladies. Her song, she chose Elton John's and Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Thank you so much from Venero. And again, that's venero.com.
That's right.
And they're in town on Broadway. Joanna, Gemma, thank you for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you, and can you it is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Make kings and vagabonds believe.